State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, how this then?
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
You know what's going on? It's Big Bang, DJ Scream, Baby Jade. We are Team Big Facts, and it's time for another Big Facts Extra. We about to chop it up. What's going on? Bank got that wine. Pollute. So you on the white wine now, bro?
Yeah.
That's what you on?
Yeah, I can't. That red, they say that red stain them teeth.
Hell yeah. Oh, the red is dead.
This shit got me feeling great.
Yeah, man, you be going to a different level on the white wine.
Yeah.
It's like a different form of cannabis or some shit.
He got to get on that Moscato, though.
Nah, that reason is sweet.
What we talking about today, Jay? What we doing, Jay?
Man, let's talk about these hoe-ass niggas, man.
Oh, man. Y'all all want to talk about your ass niggas.
What's the definition?
Let's get into it.
Hoe-ass nigga. What is the definition?
A hoe-ass nigga is a nigga that does a plethora of hoe shit.
Like, what's hoe shit? What's hoe shit?
Elaborate.
To me, a hoe-ass nigga is a nigga that's always, like, riding another nigga's dick.
Facts.
A hoe-ass nigga to me is a nigga that's always doing, like, little bitty pussy-ass hoe-ass shit.
Facts.
To me, for number three, a hoe-ass nigga is a nigga that's just a bitch all the way around, period.
They're really all the same thing you just said.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah. So we got to elaborate on some of these actions.
What you think a hoe-ass nigga is, babe?
A hoe-ass nigga that's always gossiping like hoes. They always, you know, got something to say. Nigga, shut the fuck up and let these hoes talk.
Shante here smoking.
LG Shante.
Hoe-ass nigga.
So So in the vague definition of hoe ass niggas, if we let just that fly before we break it down, because we're going to break it down, that's a lot of niggas.
Yeah. It's most niggas.
Some niggas get paid to talk, though, because we get paid to talk, too, now, Screen. So we, am I a hoe ass nigga?
No, you ain't a hoe ass nigga.
We talking?
You ain't gossiping.
But you ain't gossiping. You ain't a nigga being.
Facts.
You talking into a mic and not into a pillow.
I be talking to a pillow with her.
But I mean, that's different, though.
We ain't talking about these hoe ass nigga, though. We talking about how to get some money.
What is a hoe ass nigga?
So is this gonna be a hoe ass conversation that we having right here?
If we get to gossiping.
Okay, what is a hoe ass nigga? I feel like a hoe ass nigga is any nigga who don't stand on what he feel like he portray, he represent. That makes you a hoe ass nigga to me. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't standing on business, like, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to be a liar. I don't feel like a liar is a hoe ass nigga. He's just a liar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A hoe ass nigga is a nigga that if something happened, you deny, you keep denying it instead of standing on it. Like if I get caught up in some shit.
Pollute!
If I get caught up in some shit, yeah, I did it. Whatever the consequence is, it is what it is. Even if it's some shit against my bitch.
Hit by this shit, shoot it out however you want to do it.
Exactly. Whatever it is. If my wife know about it, damn shit, baby. That's what it is. I can't sit and keep lying about it and I'm caught. Yeah. If goddamn them folk put them handcuffs on me about some shit, I ain't finna agree to it or add nobody else in it. On no whole ass shit. If a nigga feel like, bang, nigga say you said it here, yeah, I said it, nigga, cause I feel like that. Fuck you. What?
And them.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, I feel like a whole ass nigga is a nigga that don't stand on what he know he did or said. In my opinion.
Yeah.
That's some whole ass nigga to me.
That's an amazing definition.
That so now what's yours?
I agree with Bang.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the day, like so you that scared of whoever it is that you can't be you?
Yourself, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I get it when it comes down to relationships. Like, you care about this person's feelings, so you'll try to bob and weep.
Yeah. I don't think we talk about relationships.
But if I'm caught. What can I do? Now I'm trying to make a fool out of you.
Yeah.
It make me a hoe ass nigga because I feel like I'm trying to make you out of be a fool. A hoe ass nigga to me would be like if I said, man, I want to do the intro. I'm telling Jay, I want to do the intro screen. Why he got to keep doing the intro? Now come in like, Screen, you the best intro man there is.
That's all.
You a hoe ass nigga, bro.
Oh, God, man. I slap the fuck out you for some shit.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you ain't standing on what you saying or how you feel. You a bitch.
Oh, God.
So let me barbershop talk again.
Screen, you got a bald head. You don't even go to the barbershop.
I'm going
to
get my beard right now. You
know what I'm talking about?
I'm raising my beard. I don't get the little shit in my beard. All right. So... Kevin Durant.
He definitely don't go to the barbershop.
No, we're not talking about the barbershop. Kevin Durant. I think I know where we're going to go. But in the barbershop, a lot of people was like, man, Kevin Durant a hoe-ass nigga because the Warriors beat him and he left his team to go join the Warriors. He laid down. Is that a hoe-ass nigga? Or is
How does a hoe-ass nigga? He want to win.
I'm just asking. This is barbershop talk. A lot of people said that's some hoe-ass shit. You left your team. And you ain't tell Westbrook and all that shit. Even though
fuck
we know it's business.
He's a grown
we know it's business,
though.
No, I get it. I'm just barbershop talk.
I don't feel like that no whole ass shit. I just feel like at the end of the day, that's the decision the man making for his life.
I agree.
Some whole ass shit would be if goddamn nigga, I put some rocks in your shoe where you can't go. Ain't no whole ass nigga. Nigga, I'm doing what's best for my legacy and my career. How the fuck I'm a whole ass nigga? Because I'm choosing me.
Oh, right. Man. All right, when Trey got out the car.
Let me out, though.
Your boys in the hood. Was that some whole nigga shit or some
No, I'm going to tell you what the whole shit was in that situation. Him getting in the car. That make you a whole ass nigga.
Yeah,
in
I
the
agree.
First place.
You ain't even that kind of nigga. Yeah. So you a whole ass nigga for getting in this car.
And you know you're not that kind of nigga.
Exactly.
Huh.
Let me get out the gangsters. Car.
When he got out of the car, he was a smart and he was a man.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's your truth.
Yeah.
Made you a hoe ass nigga. You went and got your dad a big regular ass 357 and got a need for a car playing. You was a hoe ass nigga because you know that ain't what you about.
So you saying that you can somebody like that can have a hoe ass nigga moment, but pull themselves out of it before they go all the way
how
home.
Furious was gonna
they
be.
They can pull themselves out of that hoe ass moment.
Yeah, for
Do
sure.
Do we all had that?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. Cause I can be coming in the house, I can come in the house and just be acting like a straight bitch, a hoe ass nigga to my bitch just cause I'm mad about some other shit. And then I just snap out like, bro, they ain't got nothing to do with that girl. So I was finna be a hoe ass nigga for nothing.
That's some real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Some real shit. Like, even on the way here, Kashard smoking in the car, this shit, I'm mad at her. I really want to punch in her shit because your car smell like weed and I don't want to ride with car with weed because she goddamn be having her gun. Like, I don't have a gun. She be having her gun. And I'm a convicted felon. I don't want to be around a gun with weed smoke. So I start going into hoe-ass nigga mode about that. By the time I got here, got some food in me, like, bro, that ain't her fault. Kashard smoking in the car. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but certain shit triggers hoe-ass moments.
So hoe-ass moments.
You're basically saying that hoe-ass tendencies are triggered.
For sure.
Okay.
Everybody have those. But to be a hoe-ass nigga, you have to consistently do hoe shit.
Consistently.
Oh, to be labeled a hoe-ass nigga.
Yeah,
instead of just a real nigga with hoe-ass moments.
Yeah, every nigga gonna have female tendencies, female emotions. You're gonna have that because we come from females. So you're gonna have attitude problems. You're gonna have that shit. They come with it. But if you can't check yourself and realize that was hoe ass shit I did, you a hoe ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? If you can't take accountability and be apologetic about some hoe ass shit, you a hoe ass nigga.
Right.
Trying to stand on some hoe shit. Now I said what makes a nigga a hoe ass nigga is a nigga who be trying to make right out of wrong. You can't make right out of this. But I just heard you talking about this to somebody else about another person, and there was some hoe ass shit that he did. When you do it, cause you can justify it ain't no hoe ass shit, that's some hoe ass shit.
So if you do some shit that's not so popular or favorable, but you stand on it, what's the balance of that? Like, we won't go to the extreme, but like, if you do some what people consider hoe ass shit, but you stand on it, like,
if you in your truth, it ain't no hoe ass shit to me. You can say what it is to me because you standing in your truth.
We just said, so Shante just said pillow talking. So if a nigga go on the gram and be like, yeah, I be pillow talking. That's what I do. I do blah, blah,
nah,
blah,
but
blah,
see,
blah.
I be pillow talking.
I want to straighten that out. I want to straighten that up. If you're pillow talking with your bitch, like, who's your bitch and you've been with this bitch like
locked
forever
in.
And you're locked in with this bitch.
In. Yeah.
That's not pillow. That's not necessarily pillow talking because it's not going anywhere.
Just having a conversation.
But if you pillow talking
with every bitch
with every bitch that you fucking or a bitch that is finna get up in the morning and go home, then that's pillow talking.
Yeah, that's pussy. Sense. Yeah, that's a pussy.
That makes sense.
Like, at the end of the day, Jessica's your partner in life. So at the end of the day, you telling her your thoughts is not pillow talking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just how you feel. It's on a personal basis you can really trust.
What I'm saying is if someone else stands on it, if
you can stand on being a hoe ass nigga too, you still a hoe ass nigga. Just because you're standing on them mean you're not no hoe ass nigga.
Yeah.
You just standing on some hoe ass business.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you adamantly feel the way you feel about some shit, go ahead.
And let me tell you where the fucked up part come in there. Because you a hoe-ass nigga, your partners don't tell you that you a hoe-ass nigga. They agree with everything you say or whatever.
For whatever reason, right. Yeah, that should be fucked up.
You know you a hoe-ass nigga, but your people allow you to be that.
They're enabling your hoe-ass activities.
So those are hoe-ass friends?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, nah, that's when shit shifted. You know what I'm saying? When shit shifted, we were just talking about this other day, shit shifted when money ruled everything. Like money is like money over everything. When that shit became the proper, you right. Like the pussiest nigga in the world is right now. Like, bro, you
cause you got a check.
Yeah, in our day you gotta hide with that money. You ain't getting no pussy, you ain't getting no nothing. Like these days now the hoes
a nigga will strip you.
Yeah, the hoes think you right, the gangsters following the nigga with the money, everything. So it's just like it's different. And you could be a straight hoe ass nigga, but just cause you got the bag, it's like you right. Buddy right. You know what I'm saying?
And niggas know you're not right, but they're just going to agree with you and say that you're right because of whatever they're trying to get out of you.
They ain't even trying to get nothing out of niggas sometimes. They just want to hang around a nigga. They be around a nigga and hang around a nigga, and then he right because he that nigga.
That shit crazy.
So it's all the hoe-ass nigga shit, the hoe, is all this shit at an all-time high?
Yes. Oh, no, this shit is magnituded.
They're polluted.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I feel like at the end of the day, any nigga can fall into that hoe ass nigga category at some time. You know what I'm saying? Because of emotions. But it's like if you got just or you just a pure hoe ass nigga all the time in every situation, that's what make you a hoe ass nigga.
If you're emotionally driven like a female, then you're like a hoe ass nigga.
In because every situation.
Yeah, because you can't control your emotions.
But sometimes with dealing with certain people, you are not going to be able to control your emotion. When you got your heart in certain shit, like a relationship. With Shante, I'm a hoe ass nigga. I'm just being real. Like, if I come in the house, anything can put me in my feelings with her. Because she can touch every emotion when it comes down to me. You know what I'm saying? So I can't control that. I can feel a way that she ain't got them. I ain't got no food. Just some hoe ass shit. Mm-hmm. But it goes away fast, but I ain't finna feel no kind of way about nothing nobody else do.
But see, that's another thing too, when you're like kinda trying to distinguish between a nigga who's having a hoe moment and a nigga who's just a hoe ass nigga all the
way around.
That's
what I'm trying to tell you.
If you're not able to, like he said, snap out of your feelings and snap out of your emotions and you are constantly staying in your feelings, that's a hoe ass nigga.
So how you deal with your folks if they get on some hoe shit? Like, what's the best way?
When you say your folks, what do you mean?
Your partner or your homegirl.
Bro, I lose.
I didn't know they some hoe.
Well, I'm saying if they having a moment now. I ain't saying if they just some all.
If they have
bullshit.
Too many hoe moments, they gotta go.
Right.
Nah, I tell a lot of my nigga, bro, you on some hoe ass shit. I don't call you no hoe ass nigga.
Yeah.
I say, bro, that's some hoe ass shit you just did.
Damn.
And niggas are taking in for what it is and be like, yeah. But a nigga who know he's a hoe ass nigga, he taking it that I'm calling him a hoe ass nigga. Mm. Like, even with my kids, I be like, bro, that's some pussy ass nigga shit you just did. Mm. He not taking it as I feel like you a pussy ass nigga. He's just like, I'm out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me check myself because I know this nigga don't feel like I'm no pussy ass nigga. I got his blood in me.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta be doing some pussy ass shit
for him to speak on it, cause he usually don't speak on shit.
Yeah, but when I see you just done turning into a hoe ass nigga, you gonna know when you ain't got my number no more.
Mm.
Like, real shit, bro. Like, it's several guys out there that to me is hoe ass niggas. We'll never communicate again.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cool. What's up? If I see you, it ain't even what's up. It's just unless we in a close. Yeah. What's up? Keep it pushing. Mm. I don't even want to touch your hand cause I don't want your energy. But the end of the day. Right. A hoe ass nigga gonna be a hoe ass nigga. You cannot change a nigga from his roots.
from who he truly is.
Yeah, that's who you is. Like, I've did that shit for years, and this woman that's sitting right next to me, she tell me, like, that's a hoe ass nigga, bruh. Stop trying to see the good in a nigga.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know a nigga when you feel like you just want to see the good, like, nah, man, yeah, you can point out 62 incidents
mm-hmm.
where a nigga was a hoe ass nigga, and you started trying to be like, nah, for love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then when it slap you in your face, when you ain't got no choice, now you got a motherfucker right here saying, I told you so. Mm-hmm. I been told you this shit 15 years ago. It's a hoe ass nigga.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But love will make you overlook a lot of shit.
True. Blind you.
Yeah, it make you look.
Yeah.
It make you be like, man, that just him. Mm. Until it directly affects you, you don't give a fuck about a nigga being a hoe ass nigga to somebody else.
Facts.
Right.
And that's real shit. Like, if you love a person, you can look over all they hoe ass ways until it directly slap you in your face. Mm. And then now you're a hoe ass nigga. Mm. You get what I'm saying? But I seen you do all hoe ass shit, don't take care of your kids. You got them nigga, don't nobody else fuck with you but me and you. You's a hoe ass nigga.
Mm.
But you my hoe ass buddy. So I'm trying to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, look past it.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's the term for a female version of a hoe ass nigga?
A pussy asshole.
Piece of shit. In my mind.
Piece of shit.
Damn, she's just a piece of shit.
Damn. Piece of shit is the lowest.
A lot of these hoes is pieces of shush show.
What's some of the shit the women be doing? We don't win it on the hoe ass niggas. What's some of the shit the women be doing?
Getting niggas
be
killed.
Yeah.
They motherfucking emotion, that's talking all that shit, trying to goddamn, trying to get, you know what I'm saying, trying to do certain shit to get reactions from niggas. Mm. Like, bitches will do certain shit just to get a reaction out of nigga, and no matter if it's gonna hurt her or him.
Mm.
Like, bitch, you call me a pussy ass nigga, you wanna get your shit bust. Now I gotta goddamn walk around with you with your motherfucking lip fatty hair, cause I ain't going for that.
Mm.
Now I'm a hoe ass nigga. For knocking your teeth out or whatever the fuck I just did. But you provoked this.
Right.
So you a piece of shit.
Damn.
Knowing that you didn't mean it. And knowing that, like, you're not going anywhere. And knowing
I'm retarded.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, motherfuckers play with your triggers.
Yeah.
That's a piece of shit.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You can't play with no nigga triggers.
Yeah.
Like, you know what this is going to bring.
Right. And it's like you want to do it to create some bullshit. They said they need answers. About what? When I
get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Going to what Black was saying about like playing with a nigga's triggers or whatever, man, I've seen some bitches that have intentionally played with niggas' triggers just to try to make the nigga, how am I trying to say this? Have intentionally played with a nigga's triggers to cause a situation just to hang it over a nigga's head so that he can feel sorry about being caused or being provoked into doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit, man, that shit be some crazy shit. Like,
to me, that's a piece of shit.
Me too.
Wow. Piece of shit.
But no, all I agree. Shit. And then I agree. Another piece of shit is a motherfucker that just don't have no loyalty to nothing. Nobody. Like,
you not know, even themselves.
Yeah, not even to yourself. Like, you're just a piece of shit. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, you. We all know some.
Is that some deep-rooted shit that you think? Because I always go with the same thing. I think people learn that in their household.
For sure. Yeah. You know, but at the end of the day, we all have our own brain. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, nigga, you can see your uncle. My uncle can goddamn be sneaking in the back of my grandma's house smoking dope, sucking dick for dope. I know that ain't what I want to do. Like, we just talking in one other episode, y'all was saying, goddamn, nigga can be provoked to be a dick sucker. How?
Who said he could be what?
You, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Y'all was saying, them
y'all
folks showing.
Y'all.
I said he could, a nigga could be provoked to be
y'all
a dick
was saying,
sucker?
Them folks keep showing Batman and Robin fucking and goddamn Ernie and Bert fucking. They showing this shit to the kid that the kid can be
manipulated. No, nigga, no. I said that kids are impressionable.
You can't even
and fucking placing that in front of them.
They already that. Can't nobody, whatever your household bring you up in, that's what you in for the most part. Can't, if you intrigued with that, you into that.
Yes.
You know, you can't.
I agree.
You can't become that. You already that.
But if you only get exposed to some bullshit, all you going to know is bullshit.
You right about that, but I'm saying at the end of the day.
You going to know if you
want to
do that or not.
No, I'm saying that's the extreme. No, I agree.
You going to know if you want to do that or not. If you don't want to do that, I don't give a fuck how many times you've seen that bullshit. You ain't going to do it.
I agree.
Facts.
If people get up and go to work, we ain't got to talk about sexual. If your household, your mama, parent, grandma, granddaddy, everybody got up and went to work, but you know that you're an entrepreneur, you going to do entrepreneur. Fuck what they doing.
Yeah.
I don't want to sweat like them.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to go through that. I want to be my own boss. I don't want to ask nobody when I can be off work, why I can be off work, how long I'm going to be off work. I ain't here.
This is correct.
Big fact, Shante.
Yes, big fact, Shante. Yeah.
Can't know. You can show this a million times on TV, sing it in a song or whatever. You know if you want to.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So let me ask you this then.
Suck
you
some
feel
dick on
like, okay, if you feel
if
like
you a nigga.
A kid... A nigga kid can't be impressioned into dick sucking, then how do you feel about racism? Do you feel like racism is something that you learn, or do you feel like racism is something that you're born with?
I feel like that's something that's taught. Racism is something that's taught.
And then you go through your experience. Yeah. You go through your own experience. Your parents and whatever could be, I fight the power. This is what we do. But if you haven't been through your own experiences and stuff, you may not understand what they're even talking about.
No, I feel like racism is like a language, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you, it's like a language. But I know, to me, how I felt, I knew when I first seen women, that's what I want.
For sure.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, no matter what I seen, like, we had a punk in our hood named Sissy Tony. I knew I didn't want to be like Sissy Tony. You a man. I see other men. Like, hell no. Nah. Hey, Sissy Tony, that ain't it, bro. You is weird. You know what I'm saying? In my mind. Yeah. And I don't have anything against that race or whatever the fuck they is. I don't have nothing against that. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, I know me. Like, I know I didn't want to smoke crack. I seen what it did to my dad and them.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, I'm not finna convince me to smoke no crack. Right. I don't give a fuck what it is.
I think it's the let's say like some kids come up in the suburbs and it's the suburbs and they really ain't got shit wrong with their life, right? But they just keep getting exposed to street shit through whatever.
But
right?
That street shit, that shit gotta be in you, bro. Yeah, that shit gotta be in you. You see niggas trying to play gangster. They wanna play gangster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some niggas do that shit to be hip, but they still intrigued by it.
They intrigued. That's what I'm saying.
That's just like how a nigga might go get a fucking basketball contract and then go buy 50 pounds of weed.
I'm trying to understand the sense of it, though. Like, I'm trying to understand.
I can explain it to you because I'm a suburban kid.
I am too.
The sense of it is I wasn't intrigued by suburban or cross the tracks, however you want to say it.
Right.
I liked it what I liked it, regardless of what I saw. Or what I knew what attracted me. So it didn't have anything to do with because I'm suburban, I should think like this or I should be like this. I am who I am. Don't matter where I was raised.
So with me, I'm a suburban person too, but it was like, okay,
West Side ain't really suburb. West Side ain't really suburb.
Okay, well, I mean, I didn't grow up. And
she went in the project.
Lesser conditions, yeah, or whatever, however you want to put it.
Yeah, you say y'all was middle class West Side.
Yeah.
The houses.
We still came from the, just make sure you don't leave out the West Side. But nah, it was like, my mom and dad were like night and day. So my mom was like a teacher. She went to Clark. She went to Atlanta University. She got her PhD, all of her degrees, all this shit, whatever, whatever. And then my daddy was a nigga. He had a club, you know what I'm saying? He had like all this shit, whatever, whatever. He was in the street, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. But when my mom was busy like teaching school and doing all this shit, I was with my daddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I used to hang with my daddy. So that's how I know like a majority of the people like from the street that I know to this day, like from him and from like, you know, his club and, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. But when I saw, I don't want to say when I was introduced to that, but when I...
That's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you saw your mama going to work. If you want to be that, that's what you'd be. You saw the street shit did what it is.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. So if a nigga see a man and a woman together, and you see a man and a man together, which one, whichever one intrigue you, that's what you want.
Yes. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they both on TV.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, I see.
They both on TV. Okay. Okay, Batman and Robin, boy, if you like that, that's what you like.
So.
The people that, to me, that make excuses like, oh, they keep putting this on TV, they forcing us, that's because you think somebody in your household may be that. Because you
or
know
you
what
might
you.
Be that too.
Or you may be that. You know what you know.
I never think about it like that.
You know when you had like them. That. You know when they was five. You know when they was two. How they was wolves.
Yeah.
That's fine what they choose. But at the end of the day, like what Black said, you see a married woman and a married man on TV, or you know, that's what they playing. Yeah. And you also see this. Which one you gonna choose? You're gonna choose the one that you identify with, regardless of what they show. It's gonna be the one that you identify with.
Yeah.
Nah, that's just like, you know, like when them little boys sassy, all bat, like,
yeah.
Stop, boy, stop walking like that. Stop it. You then now them parents don't want no. They need to stop showing it on TV. You looking for out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Cause little bad ass little John John ain't looking at that.
He don't even see it.
He don't even see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ain't intrigued him.
But already that.
But he looking at the TV like, huh, this is okay. Or she's looking at the TV like, oh, this is okay. But
yeah,
little Ray Ray playing. He doing whatever he doing. It doesn't intrigue him. When you intrigued by it because that's your thought already. It's already in you.
I agree.
Same shit with the gangster shit. These young niggas already want to be that.
I agree.
You can be influenced, but you already got to be want to be that, though, bro.
Until it's time.
But what if you ain't
influenced.
That?
Until it's time to be influenced, then you know if you that.
Yeah, because
then you start singing like a bird, singing a song on what happened, what this, what that. But when it was all cute and good that you got a whole gang behind you or I run with this gang, then...
Now
you in a situation.
The consequences.
Right. You ain't with that gang. You didn't found the Lord. You go to school. You play ball. You do all of this.
He was getting ready to go to the Art Institute.
Everything. And he got caught up with the wrong crowd. You know why he got caught up with the wrong crowd? Because he chose that crowd. Because that's what he thought he wanted until shit got serious.
That just the cop out to me.
Hey, hold on, time for you. Get that woman a podcast.
That's the cop out to me. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
That's the cop out. Like, niggas really be want to be that until, like she said, go left. then that's your cop out.
But you don't really want to be that. You want the protection behind that. You don't really want to be that.
I just think that it's some whole ass nigga shit because you're not that.
You're not that.
That's really all I'm saying. You're not that.
You know you ain't that. You go in the house every day knowing you lame and fuck because you didn't put on to act like you that. Because you know if them folks smack you up, you going to say whatever you got to say.
That mirror
is an extension. This is an extension of your pride and your ego being something you completely ain't.
When you right,
can,
boo-boo.
You can beat. You can beat.
Shit, I can't. K.O. I ain't gonna be the whole ass nigga trying to take over the old ass nigga.
No, for sure.
Whole ass nigga.
But you big can be ass. Around all that shit, and people will respect you just being you.
Big facts.
Yeah.
That's
now, that used to be my main thing. Like I used to be trying to tell them niggas, like everybody ain't for everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just because this dude hang around you don't mean you gonna put him in the car with the shooters.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He not that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking engineer. Why you got an engineer riding with you to go kill somebody?
Right?
And expect him to be solid?
Right.
Right.
That's not what he do, bro. This is y'all gonna rap or y'all gonna kill?
Yeah, man. Y'all gonna rap or y'all gonna kill?
The reason why they letting them ride is because they make excuses for these niggas that it's okay. That we understand, we knew you weren't built for that. It's all right. You weren't really a part of that. That's the issue. Y'all ain't making these niggas stand on business.
That's enabling. Man, that's enabling,
supposed
though.
To be there.
That's enabling. That's enabling, though.
You're supposed
though.
To know that anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, as a grown man or whatever the case
but
is.
But I feel like the gang shit a whole nother story because it done turned into a trend. Mm-hmm. Is it like when Jeezy and them came out with the dope, everybody was dope. They were eating the bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to be dope, though. Just like now. Gangster shit, even the bitch is gangster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it fucked up. Everybody scrap. Jay scrap right now.
Yeah,
but you bitch scrap though, man. You ain't cap. You jumped out the point like that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
I think that having a daughter, and I'm going to have to put my daughter in school, and of course, I'm going to give her certain morals to stand on, you know, as she grows. But there's a lot of shit that your kid gets exposed to when they leave, kind of like your nest, and then they go with the public world. Now that's something you have to do because they got with a premature mind.
But you do understand that trying to shelter them from the inevitable
the worst thing you
is
can
only
do.
Gonna handicap
I get
them.
That. I'm dealing with that now in therapy. Cause I know soon we're gonna have to start dropping her off before her mind is all the way, you know what I'm saying? And pray for the best. But it's still an anxiety of mine because this is my first go round.
But the realer you are with her, the better it's going
to
be.
The easier her personal decisions are going
to
be. Yeah.
You have to be real with her. You have to let her know.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I told mine, I know y'all cuss, but I don't want y'all cussing it in front of grown folks or at grown folks. But I knew they cuss. I was letting mine know I'm not oblivious on what go on outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you raising her in your household, which I know you are,
mm-hmm.
then she can see whatever she sees. She gonna have to trust in what you showing her.
True.
You fucked our kids up. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, when you let your kids know right from wrong,
mm-hmm.
that's all you can do.
That's all you can
mm-hmm.
do.
You know what I'm saying? Because they got their own choice at the end of the day because it's their life. You know what I'm saying?
Individual, you're right.
It's like when you try to keep them like, Santa Claus is this.
I already know.
That's when you fuck them up.
Yeah. Yes.
Like when you lead them into fairy tale world, that's the world they gonna live in.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like out the rip. But Santa Claus ain't bought y'all shit. I bought this.
Right.
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 You know what I'm saying? Like off bat, we fucking that up off muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fairy tale ain't no tooth fairy, no nothing. Here go a dollar for your teeth, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Like you know, not when you babies is different.
Mm-hmm.
When you get of age to start making decisions, like you mm-hmm. in school and shit, mm-hmm. all that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
9, 10 and 11. Yeah, that shit out. Because at the end of the day,
I was thinking about 5 or 6. Me and my wife was arguing about that.
Yeah, it's like you gotta tell them what it is. Like at the end of the day, because I don't know, bro. It's like we taught all type of lessons. Like you wanna do certain shit. Yeah, it might not get in there for criminal for real. This ain't a joke. Give a damn. You finna feel this shit. You finna feel how it feel.
Yeah, for real.
Give your whole criminal away to your cousin them.
Mm.
Oh, you acting bad on criminal morning? Or you don't open up a toy? You sneaking? Watch this nigga ride your motorcycle up the street.
That's fucked up.
Am I lying?
But I feel.
Lil went all day long. He opened up his gift. I took that shit from him and gave it to Tyree. Like, you can have it. That just what it was. 1 year, I ain't buying shit for Kroger. None at all. Everybody else, my friends, Felicia, everybody, they bought him some. all of them. I ain't get him one thing. Because he was just that, you know what I'm saying? He was that kid.
Yeah.
But out of all my kids, he the realest.
You know, but he knew in his mind he wanted to go to school and rock with BB guns and right, shit. Because that's what I couldn't change that. I could tell him not to do this shit. Like, I didn't persuade him. I used to tell him, he's listening to Ella Boy up on there pill and all that. That shit is fake. This shit is fake. You getting ripped up by this shit? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no, that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing I can tell you for you not to do that. So you got to experience whatever. You got to take your head to juvenile or go to jail. Whatever it is, you got to see that ain't what you want. Because I can't persuade you that this ain't what you want.
Mm-hmm. Or dissuade you.
You already chose it.
So that comes with most things that you know if a woman like pussy, she know she like pussy. If a man like dick, he know he like dick.
Agreed.
For the most part, is when they are told not to and then they live in a lie. That's the thing.
So what if you don't like the company they keep, like as they get older? What if you don't like the impression, but what if you don't like the company you keep? What if you think like your kid is one way, but the other kids might be some hoe ass niggas?
Oh no, we ain't finna have no sassy ass little boys in our house and none of that shit. Like, nah. That's we ain't doing that. Like cousins
and
nothing.
And other shit too, what I'm saying. Like, what if you don't like the company they keep?
What?
But they say this is my friend that he's either sassy or that thinks he's a gangster.
But if he's sassy, he's whatever he is, you already done chose your friend. So it means
that mean you sassy.
Yeah, that means you that.
No sassy people. I have a friend.
A no sass fuck.
Yeah, right. I have a friend that, you know, that whatever. And my kids knew when they were younger that he was sassy. You know what I mean? But I couldn't tell. I didn't know. Whatever. But now that he's older, he's sassy, which is fine. But my kids knew at a young age that he was. I could not tell. They knew. They say, Mom, we not going over there with you.
And they made the point to be like, we don't even want to go over there. And then if a nigga start acting like, when he coming over here again, you that too.
Wow.
And we got to accept your, you know what I'm saying? We got to accept your shit.
Yeah. But what if,
they gangster, mine were gangster. So come on. Yeah, mine were gangster. So
they already chose their side.
They already chose. Yes. Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
And so I can't.
As long as it ain't the sassy side.
And it can't be the sassy side. If he's sassy, I don't care. But if he ain't sassy, then they don't need to come over.
Exactly. Once you choose your side, that's what it is. Like, how the fuck I'm finna deprive you of who you is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I might as well tell you how to do it and what comes with this.
So let me ask you a question, though.
Ain't no use of me trying to be. I tried that. Like, little one, I remember when, I'll never forget, he got out of juvenile. Let me say this. I never forget, he got out of juvenile. Shantae was goddamn pressing the goddamn.
Go to college
shit, because he had got a GED in juvenile. But I used to see the nigga at Dave's spot when I pull up there. So I'm like, your mama finna goddamn these books, $1,800. You want me to get these books? What you doing? You want to school? What you doing? Because I ain't finna spend my money and you finna be a real nigga. He like, man, I ain't been since. Say less. I ain't finna pay for no books. And then I'm going to be mad at you. You let me spend my money lying to me, too.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have to deal with this shit with your mama. Mm. So give him a chance.
How old was he then, though?
18.
He was 18. 18. Yeah. What I'm saying at the age of 12 or 13.
Same way.
You don't think that a motherfucker is the most confused that they'll be in life. Mm-mm. At the age of 12 or 13?
No.
Nah.
It's the same
you think
way.
You know what you... What
no,
you,
but
what,
I'm saying, but you continually to try. You continually to try. You don't give up yet just yet. You continuously to try to make sure that this is not a phase.
Got you.
Then when you see them niggas that locked me in on that shit,
that's what I'm talking about.
Brother, what you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
that's what I'm talking about, them phases.
You know when it's a phase. Lil Wayne was not a phase at all. I didn't know him. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that he was doing the things that he was doing because he was different. You know, he was sweet at home. You know Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
sweet at home.
Yeah.
And then when I figured out who he was, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then when he went junior, I broke my heart. Like, I was done because I'm like, wait a minute. You come up with two-parent household. Right. You get whatever you want. What is you? But he was intrigued with that life.
Right.
Regardless of what we gave him or whatever, he knew I'm a gangster. Mm. He knew that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until he decided that he didn't want that for his life, it was up to him. And he was 13. I call Blake all the time, like, you need to talk to him. He like, man, this nigga driving me crazy. What else you want me to say to him? And I used to get mad at Blake, like, I can't raise him to be a man. But he was already becoming his own man. Blackhead right. did what all he could do with him. But I couldn't see that.
I just, you know, I see shit from both sides. Like, I remember when I was 13. Like, man, don't tell me nothing. Like, if you even tell me how to do it, you know what I'm saying? So what I do is I feel like this how I feel, and this might be the dumbest shit ever. Once I see you done chose your side, I'm going to show you what come with your side. Mm. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I'm going to show you, like, the morals of this shit, what you talking about. Mm. Bro, you play with yeah. pedestrians, that's what gets you off the streets forever. Mm. You do shit to people that don't deserve this shit in this game, right. that's what gets you out this shit forever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you the morals of this shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Go get you some money if that's what you're going to do. Mm. Nigga, gangsters get money. Dumbest goddamn do the dumb shit.
Fresh up.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if that's what you want, be a hustler. I can't tell you how to be no fool because I ain't never been there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if you feel like you following me, you that ain't following me, what you doing. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So what I have to do is just cut you from me. Now I look at you as a fuck nigga because the shit you doing ain't what I do. So I really need to goddamn get another DNA test.
Yeah.
right. You know what I'm saying? But you must not be of my cloth.
Not of the cloth.
I'm just being real, you know what I'm saying? So I start hitting the nigga with that.
Yeah.
Nigga start seeing like, yeah, this is some little boy Larry shit. Mm. Let me get on my shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't hear it from your mama.
Right.
But what it was, he had to find himself. You feel like you want to be a gangster. You feel like you want to be a this. You feel like you want to be that. Until you find yourself. And one thing Lil Wayne told me, he was like, I done lost too many friends, too many this, too many that. I don't never want to see you go through that pain or my grandma. That's all that stuck with me. At this point now, he could be outside to whatever. I don't give a fuck what he doing. I trust what he said because how he lived. But he had to choose that. One thing I can tell him.
Right.
So if you this way or that way, it's your choice. It ain't nobody telling you. People say, oh, they putting that on them. They putting that. That's who them people are.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, man, it's just like back when we were growing up, the freaks were the girl who was the good girls.
Is that the sheltered? The sheltered
yeah, they're the one we be fucking up under the bleachers and shit.
Yeah,
like the ones who like, they too ready to do it.
Yeah.
Them girls who come from goddamn, where we come from with bucking.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you got to go with me.
Yeah.
But them girls who got them come to school with them nice shoes and nice clothes on.
Loosey goosey.
Yeah, they up under the bleachers with
it. That one thing I knew that, because I came up suburban, you can't work me.
Right.
Because we the ones that you're supposed to work.
That
so
have that
I always
stigma.
Went against the grain. Like, I ain't going to no stuff. Because I always been intrigued with niggas that get money. However.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't give a fuck what you did. Get some money.
Yeah.
But I ain't one never no gopher. I ain't going to get shit because right. I am a suburban girl, but I got some sense. My daddy all day long raised me.
Right.
So, but I wasn't never going to be a gopher, period. I ain't running to no store, can't go pick you up shit, can't do shit, but say hey and bye. That's it. I ain't fucking the people. I ain't doing none of that.
Right.
It's just hey and bye.
Right.
I always been that.
Right.
So I can't put that on all suburban women.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about suburban. We was in the hood. Some of them hood bitches was had it well off too. I'm just saying, like, they was good girls. You know what I'm saying? They might have been had on a cheap clothes, but the cheap nice shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The girls who daddy coming up, they're picking them up from school, and you know what I'm saying? Who had the parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
y'all get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ain't putting it off on where you stayed at. I'm saying, like, because we went to school in the hood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lamar's like, she had a mom and a daddy, but they're like. Tomorrow is my turn on her. You get what I'm saying? Cause she with the shits.
Yeah.
Cause they too strict on her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when everything she got a little free time, it's like
everything it's they telling her not to do, she trying to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the ones you telling them like, okay, I'm finna take you to get on birth control early, just in case this is what you want to do. They the ones be waiting and chilling, like, I'm finna see what's up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm finna see what's up. Like, I'm finna take care of my body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the ones you in denial about is the ones that...
Yeah, you can't stop.
Got a graveyard in that pussy.
You can't stop no... You can't stop no human being for living. Like, that ain't it. Like, that ain't gonna work. Because eventually when they bust out, they just gonna go crazy and bust out.
It's just like, who you is who you is. It's like, even in relationships or anything else, bro. Who you are is who you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can suppress certain shit for other people's feelings for so long.
Yeah.
But who you is who you is, no matter how it goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to let people be who they is. Like, you can love a person so much and see them for what you want them to be, but who they is who they is. Mm-hmm. And if you don't realize
that sooner than later, that's going to be one of the most painful lessons that life is going to teach.
And it's going to be resentment there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going to do nothing but resent that person, man.
Facts.
Yeah, stopping for somebody who be from being what they want to be and who they are.
So what did topic was?
We started with hoe ass niggas, but then we just built into just some real conversation.
Yeah.
Dick.
You know what I'm saying? Final words.
Fuck the hoe ass nigga. Fuck the hoe ass nigga.
Yeah, just be whatever you want to be in life. Just don't be a hoe.
That's it. Yeah. Be ass nigga. Whoever you want to be in life, be who you are. Don't let nobody else deter that and be happy.
And don't pay attention to Batman and Robin in 2023.
So, so y'all said Ernie Burke, Cookie Man, all them niggas just doing it.
That's what Jay said.
Some butt bandits.
Oh, what Big Bird doing?
Big Bird came out like 3-4 years ago.
They say Mr. Rogers was hitting all along.
www.bigfastpod.com. Like us, subscribe to us, do all that cool shit like that. Salute.
Polluted.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.